So it's interesting. Headscape's changed a lot over the last few years, and I've really enjoyed the new challenges that it's brought for me and my role. There was a time when, like most web design agencies, Headscape focused on designing and building websites. However, really that's only ever been a small part of what's involved in creating a successful website. Running a great website involves strategy, planning, monitoring, recruitment, training, testing, management, policies, job descriptions, organizational charts, responsibility matrix, and all kinds of kind of traditional business skills that web agencies just haven't involved themselves in. The problem is the web design agencies don't tackle these kinds of strategic government management issues. But then if they won't, who will? Traditional business consultants don't have the understanding of the web to do so effectively. And this is a new area at the moment that we are exploring with our clients. There's an increasing amount of work that we do that is strategic and consultative rather than just design and development. But what does this kind of work actually involve? Well, there's a surprising amount of help that clients need in order to make their website truly successful, although admittedly they don't always realize it. So what I've decided to do is start a series of weekly posts looking at the different types of web strategy and management services that we've started supplying to our clients. Instead of writing a series of theoretical and abstract posts, I've decided to write about a fictional company and how we could help them with their web strategy beyond just building their website. If you run a website, hopefully this will help you to realize just how many issues you have to address. And if you're a web designer, it should show you really that you should be offering more to your clients. I'd therefore like to introduce Wolfram and Hart. Now, if you know your Buffyverse and you watched Angel, you will know that Wolfram and Hart, attorneys at law, are actually a demonic empire with evil intentions. However, for our purposes, they're actually just a reasonably large law firm with approximately 320 employees spread across offices in New York, San Francisco and London. The London office was added about a year ago when Wolfram and Hart acquired a UK law firm. And although publicly they've become a part of Wolfram and Hart, they're still largely operate as an independent concern. Like most law firms, the majority of business comes through the network and reputation of their lead attorneys, their partners. Unfortunately, these attorneys are much in demand and move regularly from one firm to the next, taking their clients with them. Wolfram and Hart operates across a large range of sectors, e.g. energy suppliers and financial institutions, and also across practice areas like intellectual property and insurance claims. However, they've got a particular reputation amongst tech companies, hence their San Francisco office. Compared to their competition, their website looks somewhat dated. This is because it's lacked an ongoing investment. There's been a small web team, but which is made up of a project manager and a developer working out of the New York office and an all-rounder based in London who was inherited from the UK law firm. The web team is knowledgeable and competent, but they have little authority. They report into communications in the US and IT in the UK, and as you can imagine, that causes numerous difficulties. Content and functionality for the website are largely dictated by comms or individual attorneys, and attorneys often have strong opinions about the website. The attorneys in the San Francisco office keep the web team particularly busy updating the content. Unfortunately, because there's so much time spent by the web team updating content, there's little time to kind of think strategically about the future of the website. They know the site doesn't really represent Wolfram and Hart well, but they don't have time to do anything about it. They're so busy with admin that they cannot plan the next step, let alone a long-term roadmap, and they're unable to get stuff done because they don't have the power to instigate change. Fortunately, the state of the website is now seen as enough of a problem that funds have been available to fix it. Being a law firm, money is not a massive issue. They have enough of that. And so the web team wants to do things right. They begin the process by hiring you as an outside consultant to help them move their site forward. But where do you start? So there you have it. That's Wolfram and Hart. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to unpack how I would go about helping a company like that. But obviously, there are a lot of problems there beyond just the need for a new website. But that's going to become more apparent as we dig a little deeper. The question is, where would you start? Share your initial reactions in the comments.